and possibly keep the heat away from the house. I remember some of the older houses that were built that way. There were the kitchens apparently one time were out in the yard, completely detached, but later on, up in the Thomaston area, there were a number of houses there that they were detached by a covered roof and porch, but they were on the back of the house. They were not up in the middle of the house.
You mentioned porch. Say, for example, if you didn't have one that ran the width of the house, but a small one, maybe same width as the front door, that I see in a lot of modern houses, would that be called a porch or something else?
We call it a stoop, usually. I believe that would be.
Do any houses around here have porches that extend around on the sides of the house?
And wrap around? Oh, a few of the very much very older houses have them. Not a great many.
As far as you know, was there anything in particular they would call it just porch?
No. At some point, I guess they might be called a veranda. But I never really remember them called that. And my grandmother's home in Thomaston had a large porch on the front, but did not have one upstairs. Now, part of it would be screened and part not screened. But I don't really remember them ever referring to it particularly as a veranda, except I've read of older places they call it veranda.
Have you ever heard the porch called a gallery?
Not really. In conversation, I mean, they talked about a house having a gallery, but I think that was a different section of the country than I grew up in.
Was it possible to have a porch, say, on the upstairs, on the outside?
Yeah, two-story porch.
How would it be called a two-story porch?
Well, I mean, just a descriptive term. That might have been what they would call a veranda.
Getting back to the kitchen for a minute. A place, well, maybe a room that you might have right off the kitchen where you might keep extra dishes and canned goods, that thing.
That's called a pantry.
Yeah. You mentioned having a junk room, I think, in the house.
Trunk room, yeah.
Trunk room, was that it? I see. Well, what would you call a lot of old useless things that you had around the house that you didn't want to throw away? You'd say you had a lot of old, maybe a broken down chair or something like that.
Well, some people might call them attic junk.
Junk.
Things they typically would keep in the attic because it might use someday. That'd be the only thing I know.
Ever heard people call it trash or plunder?
Yeah. Heard the old expression, one person's plunder is another's treasure.
A room where you would store this sort of thing, I suppose you run across this in a lot of modern homes, but maybe run a set aside and put all this sort of stuff in?
Well, I know what probably call it. They would call them a utility room. They had, at my grandmother's home, storage room and outside houses, separated buildings. They had room they called a smokehouse, which literally had been years in the past a smokehouse, but it was not really used for that I remember. But they stored a lot of things there. They had an old building.